Transylvania. He's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, back home. Back home with my main man, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Feels so good.
Matt Steinmetz with you. If you don't know, we were switched it up a little this week. We filled in for Damon Bruce from 3 to 7, Monday through Thursday. But now we're back in our normal spot, 10 to noon. Damon, we'll be back at his time, 3 to 7.
Today?
Yes. How'd you think it went, Goo? It was a big change for me.
Yeah. Some people say a little too much, Guru. You know, they like the 2 hours.
No.
Yeah. But I thought we did a good job. I had fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Shout out to Gianna. She took care of us.
It was a lot of fun. We got a good ball game tonight between two teams that are pretty good.
I'm excited.
And you can't say that a lot because, quite frankly, it's never really happened. Warriors playing the Kings tonight in Sacramento, and the Kings are 15-12.
Almost beat the Warriors here.
They did almost beat
the Warriors.
That was the
wedgie game.
The what game?
The wedgie. Where ball got wedged in the Marvin Bagley. Went to give him the lead.
Oh, that's right.
They call it a wedgie, right?
I say the ball got stuck.
Gotcha.
Between the ring.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep his hip, you know.
Gotcha. Sacramento 15-12 right now in the 8th spot.
Wow.
I mean, could we be looking at,
well, here we go,
a first round matchup between these two teams? That would be awesome. Not only have these teams never played against each other in the postseason, they've never gone to the postseason the same year. That's incredible. Since the Kings moved to Sacramento. Kansas City they did, but not in Sacramento.
And both have had dark years for a long, long time.
Yes, they have.
I'm excited.
It should be a lot of fun. No Sean Livingston. And here's an update. Maybe I shouldn't make fun of this. Andre Iguodala, I think, is a game time decision.
Coming off his best game, that Milwaukee game, I won't forget it. When you put on a tape of what Andre can do on a basketball court, you put that tape in. My boy was spry. And we love Dre. Remember, he spent an hour with us when he was only supposed to spend 12 minutes.
Oh, Dre. I thought
Andre.
You meant Draymond.
No,
and I was like, why are we talking about him?
We like
him?
Dre too, but Andre, you know, friend of the show.
Yeah. I'd like to have him on for another 30 minutes.
I bet he would come in studio.
I don't think so. He would... He would do it if we went to him. I don't think he'd come to us. He's got better stuff to do. Well, now, having said that, I would ask him about that. Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on with that hip? Yeah, what's going on with that hip? Is it a problem or is it not a problem?
And Sean's got what, a pelvic contusion? What is that?
I don't like the word pelvic.
I don't like that either. What is that?
I don't know.
Well, we used to call it something in the schoolyard, but it's more serious than that, huh?
We'll see. He's not going to play tonight, and we'll see what happens moving forward. The Warriors don't play Saturday or Sunday, and then they play Monday. So we'll see about
a lot of NBA players don't play with a cup.
What?
A cup? Like in baseball? If I were to play again, I would use a cup. So that would never happen to me. If I knew that would a pelvic contusion, I'd wear a cup.
No, you wouldn't.
You know they got the ones where, the soft ones. You know, the guys in the NFL are supposed to wear them. A lot of dudes
the
don't
NFL.
Wear them.
It's a they hey. Tackle and they kick and they bite. And
yeah,
they
you
punch.
Know what I mean? Though. That extra mile.
I don't think that's ever. I don't think people do that in basketball. They might wear some kind of special.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Compression short, but
not the old school.
Yeah, not the old school. Yeah. The ones that
I got you.
Little league catchers, really.
Technology is. Yeah, I'm sure it's there.
I bet you some people don't even know what that is, what you just said, what a cup is. I bet you some youngsters don't even know.
Hey, I'm telling you, until you need to know.
It's been a long, long time. We had David West on yesterday, did an interview with David West, and he had some very interesting things to say. Kind of put him on the spot with some things. And I think if you're a Warrior fan, you're going to want to listen to some of the things he said, because I would think they're pretty encouraging, to tell you the truth. Should we get right into it? Because I want to talk about some of this. The question of the moment, obviously, is Kevin Durant coming back? Well, David West was a teammate of Kevin Durant for the last 2 years.
I would say Kevin Durant is back with the Warriors next season. I think KD's comfortable here. Obviously, I think it's going to things may change depending on how the year ends up, but I think he likes the area. I think going to San Francisco fits, you know, it's a nice city. You know, this area fits him. You know, he's comfortable here. I don't think he's going anywhere.
That's got to make Warrior fans feel good, right?
Depends on who you are.
Let me ask you this. We've heard Durant on podcasts. We've heard some people. I mean, what would be more credible than a David West saying he's going to come?
Kevin Durant.
Right. But we're not going to get that.
Okay, got it. Exactly. But,
I mean, to me, David West saying that, like, of all the things Durant said and all the stuff I've heard, that one's the, like, David West saying that makes me think, if David West is saying that, not that David West is some saint.
He's his former teammate.
Yeah, and I think he's answering the question honestly.
Can I tell you what school I'm in?
Sure.
Until Kevin Durant says it, it means nothing. It's all speculation.
It is all speculation, but that's kind of what we do. Well, the question I have is, of all the things that you've heard, whether it's Durant talking about statues with Chris Haynes, or whether it's Durant talking to Bill Simmons and getting defensive about where he's going to play, or what David West said, what do you think is kind of the most, not important, but the most, what do I want to say here?
You know, impact, the one that has me.
Yeah, the one that, the one
Chris Haynes, when he talked about statues and cement, that meant Kevin Durant, whatever he was doing on Twitter, on the gram, on the plane, bus, he visualized and thought about a statue outside of the Chase Center. And to me, that lets me know he's thinking about life being a Warrior and re-signing. So to me, that's what I look at. If I was in private eye, Magnum PI.
Apparently, you're getting pelvic contusion doesn't have anything to do
I'm reading something that say that's a preventable injury, and had you had on that equipment, you wouldn't have that.
888-957-9570. If there's any doctors out there listening, what is it, a pelvic contusion?
Yeah. So we want sports doctors.
We'll take any kind of doctors. I mean, I would take a foot doctor. I'd take a podiatrist.
What do they call it? Yeah, there you go, podiatrist.
Podiatrist. But anyway, if anybody out there, you know what? I bet you we'll get a text from our guy about what a pelvic contusion is. And if athletic supporter would prevent that or not.
Is it one of your 30,000 followers? When you say our guy, I don't know
who
you're talking
about.
Well,
you know who it is. The good doctor.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Hustle.
Yeah. 415, Steiny and Guru. The Raptors were physical, bordering on dirty Wednesday. Livingston's contusion was on a hard foul. Durant was kicked on a Raptors drive that wasn't even called a flagrant one on a move that would have gotten Dre suspended.
Wow.
If Durant knew he was... okay.
Hey, that's a different true. One. They were physical. Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
You don't like it, but they were physical.
Who got hurt in the game?
Valanciunas.
Right. Valanciunas is out a month. If there was any dirty play on Wednesday, it was by Draymond Green, 415, Berkeley Pete. Come on now.
That's still.
And you know what? Stop saying they were physical. There's no such thing anymore.
Ask Steph Curry.
There's no such thing as physical in the NBA.
He didn't have a walk in the park down court.
Good.
They were in his way.
They were in his way.
He needed your hard hat.
Steph
needed your hard hat you got yesterday.
I mean, being in somebody's way is different than being physical.
No, they were toeing the line.
Please. Huh? Please. Anyway, we're going to get into some of what David West said. We asked him about what he thought is going to happen to the Warriors, and we asked him about whether it's possible that he may come back, which is, I don't know. They're a big man short, aren't they?
And he's like
they
KD.
Are.
We won't know until it gets closer to the offs.
And then the other thing I want to bring up is the morning show had Grant Napier on, and he's the play-by-play announcer for the Kings.
And Grant? If you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball. That's his go-to.
Well, that's his go-to, but you didn't really sound anything like that. You know what I'm saying? You just used Daryl's voice and repeated something he said. So it wasn't really an impression that you did. You're just repeating his line. In other words, it didn't sound anything like Grant, other than the words were the same. So you're no Rich Little.
Wow.
Anyway, so there you have it. Anyway, I'm going to play some of that Grant Napier sound because he's not high on DeMarcus Cousins helping the Warriors. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in. Steinmetz and Guru, happy to be home on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
415 says, I'm a registered nurse. The definition of a contusion is a bruise. It's just a fancy word. Bruise, contusion. And 510 says, I bet Steinmetz wouldn't say to Draymond's face that he's a dirty player. I didn't say he was a dirty player. Said he made a dirty play on Valanciunas.
I don't agree. That was what you call a beast, a junkyard dog, physical. And they're in the hood. Everywhere you go, they're guys like Draymond with that play. That sent a message.
He broke his hand. What do you mean it sent a message? That's stupid. He hurt the guy.
Okay, was that the intent, Steiny?
You know what? Probably not the intent.
But Dray didn't intend to hurt him.
He should have gotten that. That was way too egregious.
And that backs up what I'm saying. The refs didn't even call. It was aggressive.
It was too much. And if somebody did that to Draymond, he'd be the first one complaining, and so would every Warrior fan. Draymond Green came down way too hard on that. He messed the guy's hand up. He's out 4 weeks. He's out a month. Come on, man. Listen, if you say it's a okay play, then at least be that way when it goes the other way. And nobody is when it comes to Draymond. You want to say that's a fit? You want to say, okay, that's cool. That's just an aggressive play. Fine. And don't bellyache when somebody does it to a Warrior. I said it when it happened. I was sitting next to my guy Marcus, Thompson, another Marcus. And I was like, holy hell. I'm like,
but you admit it was some fluke in it.
No, he was pissed off. Draymond was PO'd when he did it because he'd gotten a technical and he was mad and he'd gotten beat. And so he knew he was going to get dunked. There was going to be a dunk or a layup.
Well, I'm surprised so the Raptors
went the strip.
You think the Raptors feel that way?
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. Seriously.
4 weeks. I was like, wow.
I mean, I think it could have been worse. I thought it was too much. Listen, I know you go for a strip when kind of your last, it's like your last defense, you know, can you get a strip on the guy if he's got you beat? But that was I don't care. I'm going to hammer this guy as hard as I can. And again, all I'm saying is,
I didn't think it was dirty. I thought it was extra aggressive, but that's Dre. Mad or not mad?
That's Dre. You know what? I'm sick of that BS too. Why does he get to do that? Why does he get to do that?
Because he's the Dennis Rodman of the Warriors.
He messed up the game the other night. How's that? He messed up the game the other night
because
he wasn't ready to play. He got pissed off early. He was taken out of the game by the officials, and the Warriors didn't respond because Draymond wasn't there.
No, the big three were missing from deep.
Kevin Durant was great. Kevin Durant was fine that night. like, that does bother me.
I thought he was going for the ball.
He was going for the ball, but he didn't care if he got the if he got wrist and hand, which he did. Stymie, play the game to win the game. Oh, yeah, yeah. Injuries are part of game.
No doubt.
You bet. I'll tell you what.
Junkyard dog.
I'll tell you what. You guys with your double standard, sickning. And you're the first.
So you're saying what? I would be yelling at volunteer.
Of course you would. If that happened to Draymond Green and he was out a month, you think Warrior fans wouldn't say that's BS what Valanciunas did? Please. If the shoe were on the other foot, Warrior fans would be fuming he was out. Yes, you would.
No, I'm a physical dude, Steiny.
No,
so that's why I'm looking at what Dre was attempting to do.
No, you would not.
It's physical. Everybody wouldn't do what he did.
No.
Or even try it.
No.
And it echoed. I heard it in Oracle from the TV.
Wasn't even a foul. Okay, 5-1-0. Okay.
Or a technical.
All I know is you can't touch a guy on the perimeter. You can't lay a finger on him.
That is true.
But that's okay. But he can do that? He can foul a guy like that?
I'm surprised we ain't heard from the Raptors.
All I'm saying is...
Which we haven't. Up until... Karma, I don't know.
Karma sometimes can be a bad thing.
Oh, you going there.
I just don't like the double standard. I can't stand the double standard when it comes to Draymond Green and when it comes to Warrior fans, their guys can... Or any team's fans. Forget Warrior fans. Their team, their guy can... When their guy does it, it's okay. When the other guy does it, it's dirty. Get out of here.
What about... And I heard Fitzgerald on the broadcast talk about... On a three-point play.
I don't care what he says.
If you're going to foul somebody,
foul
him hard.
I don't care what he says.
Okay, but what about the old adage, foul him hard?
That means nothing, what he says. Zero. Let's go.
Not
to Lionel.
One Raptor has complained and said that was dirty.
You don't know that. You've been reading the Toronto papers?
Nothing. We would be talking about it had we heard.
We are talking about it.
Well, you and I.
Okay.
But how are you going to get mad if the person that got injured ain't mad and said it was a regular play?
We don't know he's mad. We don't know that he's not mad.
And some look, you're 100% correct, Steiny.
Let's go to Lionel in Fremont. What's up, Lionel?
Man, it must be a Fireball Friday, man. You guys are pretty hot. Real quick, first off, on the question, I have to disagree with the guy that was on the morning show this morning. Boogie is going to be a spark. I mean, going back to a point you guys were making last night, him getting pushed back on what we all thought. Like, some people thought it would come Christmas Day, maybe the second game in Sacramento against the Kings. I like him coming February. Hell, I would love him coming March. These guys are going to be in the dog days around February and March, and they're going to need that certain spark, and I think Boogie might be it. If he's the old Boogie, obviously. We don't need a broken down, you know, has been kind of guy. If Boogie comes back fully healthy, that's why you got to be patient with this. On the conversation you guys are having, Simon, you got to be clear. It's not all Warrior fans. Okay, there are.
No, I said home team fans.
Yeah. I mean, the new fans. I get you. The new fans, the millennials, you guys like to say, which I'm not. Even though I'm born in the '80s, '82, I'm not a millennial. I'm part of the old school crew that likes the physical play. And yeah, I don't hear anything from the Raptors, so I don't think it's that big of a deal. But you could totally tell. It was a frustrational. It was out of frustration. You could totally tell. And if it went the other way, yes, there'll be a whole bunch of, you know, younger Warrior fans or newcomer Warrior fans. I'll make a big deal of it. But that's how basketball once was. So you got to love the game for that. And I wish the game would go back to that a little bit. And real quick, you know, this Kings team, they're going to come in ready to stick it to the Warriors. The Warriors will be on their A game. They better wake up. I kind of expect them to do, but hopefully that can happen tonight. Love the show, guys. Let's go, Oakland. Go, down.
That's Lionel in Fremont. All right, you know what?
This is good stuff,
it takes
man.
A big man to admit when he's wrong.
You just watched it again?
I just watched it again.
It wasn't
as bad as I thought. My fault. Sorry about that.
That's big of you, man.
Never mind.
My phone was blowing up like it wasn't a foul.
But the big premise remains intact.
Had that been a Warrior that...
Yes, absolutely. That remains. But nah, you shouldn't have gotten a technical.
He swore. My man.
Bad. Should we just stop the show right now?
Or make that a drop.
What?
You apologize.
I could set it up.
Yeah.
Like I could just
I think
tell
we
him,
may have
I could just
there.
Tell him yeah. to... I could tell him... Here, you want to go ahead and mark this. You ready? Takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I was wrong about Draymond Green and that being a dirty play. It wasn't a dirty play. It wasn't as bad as I
It was a physical.
Wasn't as bad as it looked. Or I'm sorry, it wasn't as bad as I remember it to be.
And can I tell you, being Draymond on courts before, what he was thinking? If this dude gets the ball up in the air, it's going to be 2 points. I got to get this ball out of his hands.
I thought he came down harder, that's all.
And he's strong. Big boy league, Steiny.
But again, I'll say this. Right. If it would have happened to Draymond, Warrior fans would be upset about it. That's all.
What we got?
All right, listen to Grant Napier's a play-by-play guy for the Sacramento Kings. He knows DeMarcus Cousins, watched him play for a while. Here's what he said about Cousins coming to the Warriors.
I have real reservations about how DeMarcus is going to fit in there. I don't think Golden State needs DeMarcus. I don't think he's going to really help them. I really don't. I didn't understand the signing from day one. The style of DeMarcus to me doesn't fit in with the style of Golden State. The way the Warriors run up and down the floor and the way the Warriors play defense, I'm really skeptical how that's all going to work out. But you're right, that does add a dimension to it. There's no question about it. But I'm one of the skeptics out there. I think there are many of them, but I don't see it really all working out the way everyone else does.
I think he's alone with that thought process. Need him now. Well, maybe Damian Jones, line one.
Well, maybe as strong as he was. But I do think there are legitimate questions to ask.
The Warriors are getting killed in the paint, so hopefully him being in the paint, that'll help. He can score with his back to the basket if he chooses to. That will help. He can shoot threes. So, Steiny, this is going to be big. They need him now more than ever. How about that? Before it was kind of the signing DeMarcus Cousins was dessert. Now it's a necessity. They need him to get to the promised land.
I'm not ready to go
I'm
that
shocked.
Far.
Grant thinks I'm it's
not
gonna
ready.
Be
I'm not ready to go that far. That the Warriors need Cousins now to win it all. I'm not no way. I mean I'm not there. I'm not there yet. We can ask the listener.
Yeah. He is the perfect antidote for what's going on now.
I don't necessarily think so.
How would you assess Jordan Bell's season thus far? You think he's taking my daddy?
I would say a D.
Oh wow.
Give him a
okay.
D plus, maybe.
Man, that's about where I would be.
C minus maybe. I think
he's getting a lot of chances. Got to deliver.
Drew in Oakland. Let's put this to bed. I already said I was wrong. What's up, man?
Steiny, Guru, Steiny. How we doing?
Going well. Doing
like
well.
When he does that.
All right. So I wanted to address that about Draymond Green because I'm a Warrior fan and I would be upset if that happened to Draymond because I would think that the person did it intentionally. But when I look at the replay, Draymond did come down kind of hard, but I feel like the injury happened when Valanciunas came up. He hit his thumb on his own forearm, and it looks like that's when the thumb got dislocated.
Yeah, you know what, Drew? Thanks for the call. I looked at it again. It wasn't as bad as I thought. My bad.
I'm shocked.
Why? I was wrong.
We don't get too many my bads from all Steiny.
I know. It's hard. It's really hard.
Like,
but
when are you going to say my bad on Kirk Cousins? Because we had a joke.
If the playoffs started today, the Vikings are in. What's your problem? What are you talking about?
That's not what they brought him in for. They were in the playoffs last year.
Okay.
They had Super Bowl aspirations.
What did they bring him in for?
To get to the bowl, to get over the top.
And have they been eliminated?
If you go,
have
no,
they
you
been eliminated?
Be, no, they
Why don't
have
you
not.
Say my bad now?
No,
say
not
I
yet,
was wrong.
Not yet. He, you look at those stats. Oh, Kurt. Boy, that was a 15-rounder we had that day. We had a few of them.
You know what? I am so out of kilter this week, man.
With
Between the 3-7 and now the last day of the week, we're back to 10-12.
Well, you got a gift.
It doesn't feel like.
You got a gift from a listener?
What are you talking about?
You got a hard hat sent to you.
That's true. But I needed more than that to have.
Whoa.
I'd like to publicly apologize once again to Draymond Green. They might. I don't know when they went up.
Take a bus to SAC.
Well, used to be, I guess every coach does it differently. Players, right? Players can get to Sacramento any way they can.
Oh, no way.
But they can take the bus. There's a bus. There's definitely a bus if they want to take the bus, but they can drive. They can drive.
So essentially, KD, Steph Curry, and Drake can be in the same car. SUV?
Yeah, for sure. Although, they probably...
Play some music.
I don't know if they drive or not. Maybe they get a driver to do it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'd have a driver.
916 says, Steiny makes these 3 hours of listening difficult. It only seems like 3 hours. We're only on for two. Yeah. But
we're getting some love. People missed us. Well, it was one.
Yeah, a couple people. Yeah. Couple people. 415 says, I love when Steiny has to eat crow, especially when he's preaching from his soapbox. Kush, 415. You got me, Kush. Eating crow. You like the black crows?
Nope.
Alex in Modesto. Hey, Alex. What's up, man?
Hi, actually, it's Alex from San Francisco. I don't know if you want to go to another caller. But anyway, Steiny, today is not your day, man.
I know.
I want to disagree with your comment about how you said DeMarcus isn't necessary to win a final.
I didn't say that. That was Grant Napier.
Okay. My bad.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to say that I do believe that DeMarcus is very necessary for us to have a very good chance of winning this year's finals.
Okay.
You mentioned last week about how Andrew Bogut was really the link that caused the Warriors the championship 3 years ago. Everybody's been talking about Draymond suspension and stuff like that. You alluded to Andrew Bogut.
Yes.
How he wasn't there, a completely incompetent Festus Ezeli, could not do anything against Tristan Thompson. They could not get any defensive rebounds in the last three games. I think DeMarcus is very necessary in order to prevent that from happening again. When they played Detroit, couldn't get, I mean, Detroit was getting a lot of second chance points. You saw that a lot on the most recent road trip. So just because of that, I think we do need somebody with math in the paint to get those defensive rebounds when they matter.
Thanks a lot for the call, Alex. Appreciate it. Yeah, Alex in San Francisco.
Good point.
You know what? As long as I'm on a roll, I'm gonna double down, as Curly likes to say. I was wrong about something else recently too. And you know what? You let me go.
Oh, Meyer went over my head. No, I'm ashamed to say it.
You said something, and I said no. You're wrong.
That happens a lot.
No, and I was wrong. That doesn't happen a lot at all.
I got my pee.
You said something about Michael Jordan in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I was like, you look at his numbers. They're not as good. There's good.
I remember that.
Yeah, there's good.
That's what I was.
Maybe on Fridays.
They're even better.
Maybe on Fridays I should come out and make all the corrections from my mistakes from the week.
Get it out. If somebody said, hey, Guru, the black crows are a group, not the actual bird.
Yeah, they are.
I know that. Did I act like, and those birds scare me. Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. So I apologize to Draymond Green.
You were wrong.
That was a basketball play. And I apologize to you because I said you were wrong about Michael Jordan and you really weren't.
And just one more apology.
Then we got, don't push it, but go ahead.
If Toronto had thought that it was dirty, give me this and just tell me I'm right. We would have heard something about that foul being dirty. That's how I knew, you know what? They looked at it like
don't
he was swiping the ball.
All right, don't rub it in.
Is that what I'm doing? I already gave
you an apology. What do you want?
I want the sun to come out.
You know what? Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. And why do I have a feeling I'm going to apologize for the third time today? What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
Yo, what's up? How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
I just want to say I'm happy you had to eat crow. Every time I call, I met you eat crow anyway. No, I'm just kidding. I'm tired of everybody saying, like, oh, my, the old days, physical, the Warriors couldn't play in that day. I looked at highlights and game film, like, they're not hand-checking every play, you know? And as far as, like, you know, like, Karl Malone wasn't a great defender. Charles Barkley, Chris Mullin, Clyde Drexler, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, those guys didn't even play defense. Everybody acts like, every great player back then was a great defender. No, it's so not true. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They weren't physical to make it out to be. You know?
I agree, Antonio. And that's why, listen, and we heard Shaq today, or Shaq a few days ago say, in his early 2000 team could have beaten the Warriors. Well, first of all, every team's going to say they could beat the Warriors that ever won a championship. I mean, the Houston Rockets with a key. I bet your boy Mario Elie says that they would have beaten the Warriors, that Houston team.
Man, I would have told him, "You're what are you smoking?
No, I mean,
Sir, too short coming straight from.
I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can make that. I don't think you can play that game. because
but that's what it's about now. You know, you fantasize.
Well, I said it.
You think
about it. The
Boston
Celtics of the 80s were better than the Warriors. They would have beaten the Warriors if the game was played under 1985 rules.
Gotcha.
If the game were played today, the Warriors would win. That's the way I feel about basically it all of it.
But you don't find it fascinating that the Lakers were 12-point dogs? That the Warriors...
No, so I don't find that fascinating at all. Anybody can make up a number.
It would have been this era then.
Can make up an era, a stat or a line.
I thought 12 and a half it was. That was like Warriors favored. We got to play. I'm going to play that on 2K and I'm going to text you the result. Because you can simulate.
It won't mean anything. It won't mean anything
you don't
at
think
all.
So?
No. No. Not at all. Somebody wants to come in and sit in on us and keep track of all the times we're wrong.
There's a show that PTI.
Yeah, I know.
Wilmon and what's the other dude? It's my favorite.
Kornheiser.
Yeah.
Tony Kornheiser.
He's got a radio show in Washington.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. It was probably an apology. Oh, that's what I was talking about the other day. And people don't. Okay. Steph Curry and Isaiah Thomas, all right?
Two of the greatest.
Everybody would tell Curry's better, Curry's better, Curry's better, Curry's better. It's like, I'm not, I can't hold it against Isaiah Thomas that he wasn't born when Steph Curry was born. And I can't hold it against Steph Curry that he was born when he was so that he never had a chance to be a great player when the game was more physical. Like, I don't necessarily say, well, the game was more physical, so Curry couldn't play. No, the game was more physical. Curry would have adjusted somehow. Nope. But, you know, I just can't.
They both had gifts.
I don't like this. You got to understand the era that these guys played in. Let's go to Al in Nevada. What's up, Al?
What's going on, guys? Good morning to you.
Hey.
I want to tie in things that I think is more important for Warriors going forward, that they're going to have to get an enforcer. They need some meeting there. The bank is open in the paint, dude.
Wow.
Jordan Bell can't play. He can't play basketball. He's looking for highlight dunks and highlight blocks. He's not playing basketball. And the Jones kid is just too timid. And he doesn't understand the game of basketball. It's still, like I say, I'm going to reiterate, 3 years on this experiment, man, he looks like a lost kid out there.
You mean Jordan Bell?
No, both of them, Jordan Bell and
Damian Jones. Damian Jones, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Both of them.
That's a real man.
Thanks, Al.
Don't you feel like you know some of these callers? Like,
well, I do. I mean, they call all the time. Oh, we love him, so I should add that.
Great. But that's real. You need DeMarcus Cousins is everything this team needs, man. Moving forward, that's all. Toronto, see us when we got Big Cuz.
I'm going to play it again. Warrior fans, you tell me what you think of it.
I have real reservations about how DeMarcus is going to fit in there. I don't think Golden State needs DeMarcus. I don't think he's going to really help them. I really don't. I didn't understand the signing from day one. The style of DeMarcus to me doesn't fit in with the style of Golden State. The way the Warriors run up and down the floor and the way the Warriors play defense, I'm really skeptical how that's all going to work out. But you're right, that does add a dimension to it. There's no question about it. But I'm one of the skeptics out there. I think there are many of them, but I don't see it really all working out the way everyone else does.
What do you think about that? 888-957-9570.
My dad would say, I think what's their relationship like when he was in SAC?
I don't know.
No, it's because that sounds too one-sided of ignoring Cousins, what he can do on a basketball court.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, okay, so maybe he's not
they
the
don't
typical
like each other.
Fast-breaking center. I don't know. I have no idea. How the hell would I know?
That's what Pops would say to me when he heard that soundbite. Because DeMarcus is a damn good ball player. How are you not going to help?
Well, that's kind of what I think. I mean, he's so talented. Even if he's got some shortcomings with their style, I think he's probably going to help in some way. I don't think it's going to be as easy as people think. But if he can play, if he's relatively healthy, I think he's going to help. I don't know how much. But.
Him, Looney, Steph, Clay, and KD on the court at the same time. I'm just
why
because,
Looney?
Because he wouldn't have to do all the stuff that. He's not from a
who's not on? Dre's not on the floor?
Yeah, Dre be getting some
Durant's not on the floor?
No, KD, Steph, Clay,
yeah.
Looney, and DeMarcus Cousins.
Why would you not just say Draymond and DeMarcus Cousins?
Because Looney's longer. And Looney's doing a lot nightly that, you know, he don't have that girth that Big Cousins has. So he can, it'll be like, go play, son. Go do you. Instead of trying to be, you know what I mean? It's all about position.
But if you're talking
about
defense, why wouldn't, like, Looney's not the defender, Draymond.
Yeah, I'm just talking about offensive end. He could go
crush
the
who?
Looney. He'd be breathing for, like, oh, this is
what are you
is,
talking
like
about?
Because we got Big Cuz.
We're talking about Kevon Looney.
Your guy, UCLA.
My guy.
You said people were going to be lined up around the building for him.
Right, and they weren't. So, I mean, he's not that great.
I think he'll be better if he's got a center.
I don't. I mean, he is who he is. 888-957-9570 is the number. John Dickinson's going to join us at
noon,
11 o'clock. And if you stick around, you might hear me apologize again.
Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Metz, Darryl, the Guru Johnson. Welcome back to an Apology Friday. It's an Apology Friday. I've apologized twice today for being wrong. And we may as well open up the phone lines, 888-957-9570. If you think I was wrong about something at any point in the last 15 years, feel free to call me, let me know, and if I agree I was wrong, I'll apologize to you too.
It's raining cats and dogs out there.
Not allowed to say that. Remember? PETA.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say bring home the bacon. Ooh, my voice just cracked there. You ever see the Brady Bunch with the...
When I see every episode.
When Greg's voice changed.
I remember that.
It was a great one. Huh? Johnny Bravo.
I remember Marsha getting hit in the nose with the football.
Yeah. When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange. Oh, that was the middle one.
Hey, I thought
that was
real
Peter,
quick.
Peter Brady.
Did you hear Kanye West reached out to Bob Dylan on Twitter? Call me.
Dylan ain't going to call him.
You don't.
Come on.
Dude,
Kanye,
I said Steiny.
Who did Kanye
like
or
Kanye? Kanye.
He's got a lot of nerve.
The genius, the musical genius, reached out to Bob Dylan. People talking. Could be maybe a duo, collabo.
Let me tell you something. That's a big set that guy has, Kanye. Because listen, that's small time. He's too small time for Dylan. Seriously.
Dylan, I thought of you. I
Seriously.
Said, man.
What's he even doing?
Need to go to the lab. You know, create the...
Kanye gets locked out of Bob Dylan's lab.
I have no doubt about it. I thought of you. It just said, call me. I might have said something else, but it was something to that.
All right. Grant Napier said that he doesn't think Cousins is going to be a good fit, doesn't think he's going to work out. Warrior fans, what do you think? Even if he's not a perfect fit style-wise, he's so talented. I got to believe if he can play, he's not going to hurt.
How about Myers and Lakeup? You're going to go against them? They obviously believe he can help
mistakes.
Their team.
They've made
no doubt. Everybody does.
I mean, but see, that's the other thing. When you talk about how great the Warriors are, everybody's kind of forgotten that they got a lot of breaks along the way.
Okay, but in you know, this instance.
Lakeup wanted to trade Clay for Kevin Love. Okay?
I remember.
So he was talked out of that. He wanted to sign Dwight Howard.
Oh, all man. Right?
What would have happened then?
Superman.
They wanted to sign they signed DeAndre Jordan to an offer sheet.
Oh, man.
And it was matched. So there were a lot of things that happened that kind of went the Warriors' way.
But
Stan Van Gundy turning the job down before Steve Kerr got it, thank goodness.
You will admit, though, from basketball reasons, something really has to go seriously wrong for Cousins not to help.
It's possible he might not help.
The odds would be, I mean, come on.
I mean, what could happen?
A smart coach like Kerr.
I mean, if he's
creative.
60% and he's not playing like
yeah.
we remember him playing, and then Steve Kerr can't play him, that might not go over well with DeMarcus. So, yeah, I mean, no, there's a risk. There's absolutely
a risk.
And I
wonder what 60% of D-Cuz is going to look like, Stoney.
Let's go to Billy Ray. Billy Ray's in Fremont. Hey, Billy Ray.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, listen, so I wanted to comment on the guy that I guess called in earlier, or you guys just played a recording of.
Yes.
And where he said that DeMarcus Cousins doesn't fit.
Yes.
I have to agree with him, and I'll tell you why. Because, number one, my dad always taught me that ain't broke, don't fix it. So there's nothing wrong with the Warriors. I don't think they need him. I honestly think there's going to be a scuffle between him and Durant or him and Green. I believe that's going to happen. And I think they're going to exchange words. And I just foresee that coming. So, anyways, have a great day, fellas. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it. It's possible.
Nah.
I mean, that's the reason that, I mean, if it were such a no-brainer, I guess what I'm saying is you have to, when you talk about Boogie Cousins, if you're going to talk about his talent, I think you also have to talk about some of the issues he's had. By the way,
in the past.
What do you mean?
The issues were
because he hasn't played. That's why he hasn't had issues. By the way, here's what I think is going to be incredible. Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, and DeMarcus Cousins. What do they all have in common? This is great.
Technicals.
They've all led the league in technicals for a year or more.
So you go on new nasty boys?
Or crybabies. What's the difference between a nasty boy and a crybaby?
You let the ref know how you feel.
Well, if you lead the league in technical fouls, you're a complainer.
I never talked to the ref. I just bawled.
Let's go to Ed in Menlo Park. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. I think that my take on him helping is if they can somehow convince him to play with the second squad a lot. We have guys who really fit in with him there. You know, he's more of a traditional center. You have guys on the second squad who basically can't shoot the three.
Right.
And it's not the same Warriors team. So if we can get him playing with them more, you know, maybe if Clay stays like he usually does and plays most of the game, you know, all of a sudden you got a really good second squad that's better than everybody else's second squad.
Yeah, and you know what? And thanks for the call, Ed. I was saying this the other day. One of the Warriors with four All-Stars, one of the things they're lucky enough to have is they can always have at least one starter in with the second unit. Well, if Cousins comes back and he can play, well, that means they have five now starters who you could put any one of the five can go play with the second unit. Filthy. I will say this, though. Cousins wants to play with the big boys.
Oh, no doubt.
So,
and he will.
He better get more time with the big boys than with the Scribinis.
Oh, yeah, they know. They wouldn't have brought him in for that, Stoney. They would have talked. Hey, we got.
What if he's not himself? What if he? That's the biggest worry I would have if I were a Warrior fan. If Cousins clearly isn't Cousins, and now we have a problem because the Warriors really can't use him like they'd hoped. Boogie needs to get paid, and he needs playing time. That's to me about the only worry. We're going to talk to John Dickinson in 5 minutes. He'll tell us what his
two different agendas
are.
There too.
Exactly.
Warriors don't care about Cousins getting paid. They're trying to get three-peat.
You know what, though? I think they want to get him paid.
Oh, no doubt.
If they get Cousins paid, that means there'll be another guy coming in here who kind of wants to do what Cousins does.
They're a good group of guys. They know he's been down and injured.
Let's go to Nick in Concord. Hey, Nick.
Hey, I just wanted to say, since you started apologizing, Simi, the emotions kind of went down quite a bit. You got a lot of passion, and your points are valid, and your manic behavior is enjoyable sometimes. So I enjoy the show. Love it. Keep it up, guys.
Thank you.
Wow.
I guess. Thank you. Manic behavior. I'll take it. Manic.
Wow. And he liked it.
All right. This show, I got to tell you, it's weird being back, Guru. I'm so out of sync. So out of sync. 650, Cousins has never been on a winner besides last season. Any problems last year? ? Winning cures everything. That was only half a season.
But you wanted to see him play in his first playoff game.
who's to say they would have made the playoffs?
I'm gonna leave that there.
Why?
Because you know they would have made it. Come on, they.
What was their record before?
The Twin
and after?
Towers, AD and Big Cuz.
How did Pistons do Holiday? Last year with Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond?
Well, they're doing better this year.
How'd they do last year when they played the whole season together or most of the season?
They didn't do too well.
Yes, I know, 650. That was a backhanded compliment. John Dickinson coming up in a couple minutes. Hey, where are the Raiders going to play next year? That's what we should bet on.
They're going to be right here in Oakland. That's what I'd bet.
That's what you'd bet?
Yep. The town.
I'm calling San Antonio.
No, there was something about, because this suit, that you got to be in the jurisdiction. You can't, like, San Antonio would be too far, and that would put all the other owners, yeah. I'll get back to you on it, but that was the skinny of it.
They ain't going to San Diego.
Why? Do you think Jerry Jones is going to let another team in Texas to rent?
You think the Chargers are just going to let a team now go to
nobody
go
the
to
Chargers,
San Diego?
They're going to have a playoff game and nobody, they won't even sell out. It's a joke. It's a joke. The Chargers. Go Chargers. That's my
They beat the Chiefs last night. I don't understand.
No, I'm going at the fans. The place is empty where they play.
Yeah, it's go just a Chargers. Small stadium. It's just a. Somebody wants you to start apologizing more.
It brought a smile to your face, huh, Stan?
Yeah, you know. We got JD? All right. Joining us right now, John Dickinson. 95.7 The Game reporter. JD, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, good to be with JD. You live from Golden One Center in Sacramento. Well, Warrior shoot-around ongoing here momentarily.
Oh, nice. So you're already up there. So they started shoot-around at 11?
Yeah, right about 11, and then availability is going to be coming up here at 11:30, 11:45, somewhere around there.
Gotcha. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. I'll just kind of throw out to you what we've been throwing out to the listeners. Grant Napier is the play-by-play man of the Sacramento Kings. He doesn't think DeMarcus Cousins is going to fit in, and he doesn't understand the move, and he doesn't think it's going to help.
Yeah, well, you got to take anything that Grant Napier says about DeMarcus Cousins with an extreme grain of salt. I mean, when Cousins was in Sacramento, their relationship became very personal, and with Napier often blaming Cousins for essentially everything that was wrong with the franchise, and using Cousins almost as a constant scapegoat to blaming ownership or his friend Vlade Divac, who is the general manager. I mean, those two are friends. So anytime you talk about Grant Napier, you have to work under the context of he works for the Sacramento Kings. He is the ultimate in protect the brand of the Sacramento Kings, but he's also a guy that's very opinionated and has a radio show, and he will use that relationship with the organization, and he will speak things that are opinions to protect that. He's essentially a shill for the Sacramento organization. So he protects his buddies. He uses others as the problem. And I think it's a deal where it got real personal. Cousins called him out for things that he would say about him.
Oh, I knew it.
And then Napier would go back and rip him for things that, for the organization being a joke for the entire time that Cousins was there. Napier would make it about Cousins. So it's extremely personal between those two to a point where I just don't think you can take anything that Grant Napier says about DeMarcus Cousins seriously at any point in time. It's a total agenda on his part.
Oh, fair enough. We're talking to John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter. Let's stick to Cousins for a minute because a couple reports came out yesterday, and I guess even Greg Papa mentioned something a few days ago that Cousins might not be as close as we were led to believe, but I don't even know if that's a fair way to state it, because what were we really led to believe? But now we're hearing he might not be back till February.